Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Thank you so much for hanging around. It's been quite a while since I've done an episode. It's been around about a month, and I know I left you hanging with my breast cancer diagnosis, and so I thought it was about time that I came back in and let you know what's going on. If you've been following on socials, I've shared a little bit about it on there, but I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's DCIS, which is what it's called, and it's actually a very early stage breast cancer. So I had the biopsy and the clip placement. When I got the results back from the biopsy, the surgeon was just like, we have to get this out. It's quite large and I want to just get in there. I've got a spot for you tomorrow. So it all happened very quickly. And because it was a larger size, she had already said to me, look, there might be a bit of disfigurement. And I was like, whatever. So I went and had that surgery done. I actually wasn't too bad. Like I didn't have too much pain afterwards. And the hardest part, I think, throughout the whole thing, throughout this whole experience, has been the waiting in between, not knowing what it is that's growing inside of me and what kind of grade it is and whether I needed chemo and all the things. And so that was really, really tough. But then what I found out is that it hadn't become invasive. So it was in situ. It was still inside the milk duct. So the reason that is such good news is because when it is still inside the milk duct, it means that it is stage zero. It has not spread into my breast and that I will not need chemotherapy, which was, I think, an incredible result for me. But it was grade three, which is an aggressive form of cancer. It means it grows quickly and there is a higher chance of it coming back. So the surgeon went in and she took this lesion, this cyst out. But what the pathology showed compared to what the size of the lump was on the MRI to her didn't match up. The pathology was a lot smaller. And so she felt that there was still more that needed to come out. So I had to go back in for a second surgery. So I went back in for that second surgery. She took a lot more. We came out. I had another few days of waiting and I was thinking I was home and hosed, like this is all done and dusted now. And I, you know, can move forward with the next sort of stage of treatment. And then a few days ago, I got a phone call from her early in the morning and she said that the margins that she'd taken were only 1 millimeter from the actual cancer and the standard is at least 2 millimeters. So she said, I need to go back in. Like a third operation. I couldn't believe it. So of course, I cried. I burst into tears and I had a little bit of a sob. Then I got myself together because one thing, when she called me, first of all, it was like 7:30 in the morning. I could tell in her voice that she was not happy or she didn't want to tell me something. And my first thought was, oh my God, it has now become invasive. I'm going to have to get my breast taken off. I'm going to have chemotherapy. It went to all of that. And the fact that it wasn't any of that, I have to look at that as a positive and a blessing. So what? I have to go in and have another surgery. I've handled two. I can do it again. So we went back in yesterday and I'm now recovering from my third surgery. And so I thought it was time to kind of bring you up to speed with what's going on and let you know that I'm going to be okay. I'm really happy with the results. I mean, surely she's got it all now and there won't be a fourth surgery. The goal now is that I go to Bali in 2 weeks, which I've been given the all clear to do. And I'm doing that with my whole family, my mum and dad, my three sisters, their husbands, their children, my children, all the cousins. It's going to be incredible. We organized this. We were meant to do it last year, but then my dad got cancer. So this is before that, for that reason. But now for me, it just has so much more meaning because my boys are going to be there with me as well. I've actually decided at the end of that trip, I'm adding on a few extra nights. I'm going to take myself up to the Padma in Ubud, which I did a couple of years ago. And it was so deeply spiritual for me and so incredibly good for my soul that I've decided to do that again before I come back and start radiotherapy, which will start when I get home, and then I'll go into having the hormone blocker tablets as well, because my cancer is estrogen receptive. So a lot's been going on. This diagnosis, of course, has changed me. It's given me a massive wake-up call. I'm definitely asking for a lot more hugs off the boys. That is one thing that has definitely changed. And I think it's really made them realize that, you know, they take you for granted a little bit, don't they? And I think that kind of hit home for them that we may not always be here for them and that they have to, you know, they have to give us a hug every now and then and sit down and have a chat with us sometimes instead of just coming in and going straight to their room. So that's been a really beautiful outcome. And it's also deepened the work that I'm doing for myself. So, you know, my meditations and calming my nervous system and continuing to design the life that I love and making choices that lead me closer to designing a life that I love. And although, you know, breast cancer, I did not ask for that. I believe that we are fated to things that happen in our life and they are lessons for us. And, you know, there's something that I'm not learning that I needed to be taught. And I think, I don't know if this is it, but I feel like this really made me become so clear on the work that I am here for, that every single thing that I have done in my life, in my career, with my health, just everything that's led me here and the work that I've done internally, this has led me to this exact moment. And I know that I am here to guide women to transform their life from the inside out through this work that I have lived myself. This work has held me throughout this entire process and diagnosis and the surgeries and everything, all the fears and the unknowns that you're thrown into. This work has held me grounded. I have not gone into the dark abyss that I would have done 10 years ago. And for me, this work all started, you know, 10, 12 years ago when we were in the depths of financial despair. It sounds very doom and gloom, and it really was for us. I've talked about this in the podcast before, but I want to just share this because it really does. This is where it all began, and I might do another episode on it, but my husband is a builder, had his own business. He had a client, really beautiful, big client. He'd just done his home for him. He had a holiday home down the coast. He had one of his kids' homes that Pete was doing, and my husband's a very trusting and kind person. And so they had a contract. Then there was a handshake that I can't remember all the details, but what ended up happening was these people screwed him over and they decided that because it wasn't in the actual contract, that handshake and what they'd already discussed didn't come into play, which, you know, that happens. And my husband learned from that. So they didn't pay us. It was like $120,000 to $30,000 that they were owed to us that we had already spent on their project, on windows. He had to finish that project. And so we just ripped the roof off our house to do a new roof. We'd ripped all the back walls off because we knew we had income coming in. I was in the early stages of my property styling business, which was doing well, but it wasn't obviously enough to support us at that stage. And then like 2 weeks after all this happened, my husband was doing a brand new build on the water at Oatley, and they pulled out. They called him. He'd already done all the groundwork, the engineering, everything. And we knew we had that income coming in, and they called him and they said, we don't want to go through the build process. We've decided it's too hard. We've just bought a house somewhere else on the water. And so that was it. That work wasn't coming. So this was in November. Nobody was starting any projects for December. He had no other work that he had lined up because he had these two big projects going. So we had no money coming in. We had no way of getting a new mortgage because he didn't have a job and mine was a sole trader and I didn't have enough to get a mortgage. We had a roof off on our house. We had no back walls on our house. We had like plywood just stuck to the back walls. We were at rock bottom. We were in a really bad place. And we then spent the next 6 weeks gypsying around to friends' houses, lived there while Pete worked his little butt off every single night after work and on weekends to get the roof on, to put the windows up in the back, which we had there already, thank God, and to get the house livable for us to move back in. And so when we moved back in, it was the middle of winter. It was freezing cold. We only had a bathroom and two bedrooms that we were living out of, with a little heater and a table and a toaster and everything sitting in that bedroom. It was bad. I was bad. I spiraled. I was depressed. I didn't want to get out of bed. I put a smile on my face for the boys because you have to, but life was really, really hard. And then one day I found Catherine Zenkina, who is the manifestation babe. I listened to her podcast. I became obsessed and I decided that I was going to manifest us out of this pain that we're in. So I created a vision board. I did the work on the vision board. This is a whole other story I'm going to do in another episode. But why I'm saying this is that I don't want you to look at me and think, well, she's got a house that's really nice, or she's got a holiday house, or it's okay for her to say she's traveling and she's got money. We did not have any of that. We have come from rock bottom. And we have worked hard, but we have also manifested things into our life that we never, ever thought was possible from that place. And I'm saying this because this podcast now is changing and it is going to be, it's very authentic and real. And I'm going to be showing you how you can design a life you love and transform your life from the inside out. I've had so much time sitting and recuperating, which has allowed me to have some incredible ideas drop in. And Abundant and Alive is definitely going to happen. I'm hoping to start that in July. If you want to jump on the VIP list for that, you can find the link in the show notes or come over and chat to me on Instagram. This is an 8-week transformative experience. We're going to do the inner work to attract the outer abundance into your life. So it's manifestation, mindset, confidence, clarity. It's everything that you need to do the changes from the inside, everything that I've done that then starts to attract what you want to bring into your life on the outside. So this is going to be an online experience. So anyone, anywhere can join and you can get on the VIP waitlist today. And that is actually going to be an incredible price as well. So make sure you're on that waitlist. And I actually have another 2 ideas brewing and I'm going to share them. Might not do them, but I would love feedback if anybody hears this and thinks that's something they'd be interested in. So one of the ideas is I have a real craving for more in person. So I've decided, I've got the venue all sorted. I know exactly where I'm going to do it. I know how I'm going to do it. It's going to be a in-person experience for women to come together for a day and be completely nourished and guided through the work that is going to set you up for designing a beautiful life. So it's going to include a beautiful long lunch. It's going to have a special guest. There's going to be some meditations and journaling and visualizations. It's just going to be a beautiful experience. So that will be obviously limited to a small group of maybe 10. That is the first thing that I'm putting together. And then the second will be an immersive VIP experience at Escape Burley on the Gold Coast, so in my holiday property. So think beautiful food, massages, guided visualizations, breathwork, journaling, mapping out your future life, all while basking in the Gold Coast sunshine and having time away just for you. So that will obviously be limited to only a couple of women, and these are coming soon. These are things that I'm going to be bringing to life very soon. So in the meantime, stay tuned for the whole new season of She Designed a Life She Loves. We're going to be diving into all of the ways that you, as a woman in your 40s, 50s, and beyond, are navigating life and creating new experiences and stepping into your next chapter that is all about you. It's going to be the most authentic and truest version of this podcast yet, and I hope you stick around. Have a really beautiful day.